Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q1, Q2, and H1 FY 2026 conference call of Wabtec Technologies Limited, hosted by Acme Strategic Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Vaidhi from Acme Strategic Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Vaishnavi Vaidhi. On behalf of Acme Strategic Advisors, I welcome you all to the Q1, Q2, and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call of Wabtec Technologies Limited. Today, we are joined by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Singh, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Aman Anavkar, Chief Growth Officer, and Mr. Chirag Doshi, Non-Executive Director of Wabtec Technologies Limited, who will share the insights on the company's performance, key operational highlights, and its strategic outlook. Without any further delay, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Aman. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Hello, Vaishnavi. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ashwani Singh, Chief Executive Officer, Wabtec, and it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the Wabtec Technologies Limited earnings conference call for the first half of FY 2026. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all participants, our investors, analysts, and stakeholders for joining us today and for your continued trust in Wabtec. The first half of FY 2026 has been a period of strong growth, strategic progress for the company. We continue to build on our execution excellence, expand our presence across key international markets, and strengthen our leadership as a global turnkey engineering solution provider to the life science and the healthcare sector. During the first half of FY 2026, Wabtec delivered a total income of 19,322.80 lakhs, reflecting a 109.9% year-on-year growth and a net profit of 2,198.02 lakhs. That is up to 101.6% year-on-year. Our EBITDA stood at 2,839.99 lakhs, with margins improving significantly to 14.7%. This performance underscores the strength of our integrated operating model, efficient cost structure, and disciplined project management. Our order book remains strong at 90,441.87 lakhs as on July 31st, 2025, providing a clear visibility for the sustained revenue momentum in the coming quarters. During the period, we secured several high-value turnkey projects across the MENA, GCC, and Eco-Zone regions, markets that continue to drive growth through increased investment in pharmaceutical self-reliance and the healthcare infrastructure. FTL today operates across 22 countries, delivering a start-to-end turnkey solution across process, air, water system, three critical pillars of clean, compliant, and efficient pharmaceutical and biotech manufacturing setup. With our in-house design, engineering, manufacturing capabilities, we continue to offer a true single-window turnkey model, ensuring precision, speed, and compliance for our clients globally. The company's asset-light model, supported by strong in-house manufacturing and execution agility and the scalability while maintaining cost efficiency. This structure allows us to focus on value creation through technology-led innovation and strategic partnerships. As we move ahead, our focus remains on strengthening our global footprint, deepening our presence in high-growth regions, and driving sustainable profitability. We are committed to building long-term relationships with our clients by consistently delivering quality, reliability, and compliance across every project which we undertake. Before we move into the financial review and business updates, I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to our dedicated team, partners, and shareholders. Your trust and collaboration continue to fuel our journey toward creating a world-class and future-ready healthcare and the life science infrastructure. Thank you. Thank you very much, Vaishnavi.
We would now like to open the platform for questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. The participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sushant Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, actually I have one question. It is regarding the EBITDA margin that I have solid results and the EBITDA margin is quite fluctuating in past. Like previously it was around 12-13% and recently it has increased to around 25%. So is it sustainable? Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Sushant, this is Ashwani. Sushant, we are into a project company where our business and projects go as per the client readiness. So sometime our business is lumpy in some quarters and we do not measure our EBITDA quarter on quarter. Generally, we focus only on the yearly model.
So any guidance on EBITDA like you can give range at least for 1 or 2 years?
Currently, I would like to say that the EBITDA margin is focused on structural efficiencies which are driving it, which are being run by our purchase teams, sales teams, and the high-margin CapEx projects that we're currently concluding. I would say we're forward-looking, we're focusing on ensuring that these margins sustain and grow. Specifically, putting a number to it, we wouldn't want to be in a situation where we overcome it and underachieve, but we're focused on growth.
Okay. So any growth forecast on like for 2-3 year medium term, what is the year we are looking for or top line we are looking to achieve?
It's currently sustained as we see from the numbers that we've released and the press release that we will be shortly doing. You will see that the order book is growing and it will sustain over the next quarters as well.
How is the pipeline? Is there any order pipeline that we are bidding for or something like that?
Currently, there is a hot pipeline that is ongoing and projects that we've already submitted for under negotiation. If I would say there is a 9% growth per quarter that we're looking at in terms of the order conversions. This year it was 90,441.87 lakh order book as of July 2025 and we've seen a 9% growth as of September 2025, which you've also seen from the press release that we will do shortly.
Okay, got it. Sir, one more last question. Like KP Group has announced some MOU with the company. So can you give some highlight on that?
Currently, we have signed a positive MOU for sustainable energies with KP Group. And we're looking at entering new projects with our partnership in MOU terms with the KP Group so that we can broaden our services, go after sustainable offering in the projects that we currently do, and increase our product profile also by offering these sustainable solutions to our existing and new clients, which increases our positioning in the market positively.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Agastya Dave from COA Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, can you give some qualitative assessment of what you're seeing in the MENA region? Because it's a rather low profile but very high growth area in pharmaceuticals. A lot of investments are happening but not a lot of news comes out from that region, right? So if you can give some qualitative assessment, what are you seeing on the ground? How big is the opportunity both in terms of size and also duration? How long do you think the current round of investments will keep on happening?
So, to put into perspective, globally, all the pharmaceutical emerging markets, everyone is moving towards medicinal independence. We've uploaded this in our DRHP and mentioned this during our calls with investors.
Yes,
that we operate in the pharmaceutical emerging markets, primarily being Middle East, Africa, and any other geography like the Persian Gulf, GCC. We
right.
know that there is a hot project pipeline that we've already submitted to our clients there. Other than this, when we talk about medicinal independence, it is not just about producing the finished formulations, but we also look at the production of raw materials, API, secondary packing solutions, and so on and so forth.
Right.
The market is big. It is growing. If I must say specifically Saudi Arabia, they are in the Vision 2030 and 2040 where localization is key for them.
Mm-hmm.
How long will this go on for? I would not be able to comment, but our team on ground, a very strong team, evaluates projects on the basis of conversions per year. Each project
right.
moves in a cycle of 18 to 24 months for us.
Right.
And we have a strong pipeline from the region. I hope this answers your question.
To some extent. So in terms of complexity of these projects, can you give some assessment there? How complex are these? Are these like very basic facilities which are coming up, and in future you'll require like subsequently more value addition would need to be done? Or are these even as of now like world-class facilities, they're going for FDA level regulatory approvals? What exactly is the scope of work in any average projects which comes up there?
If I talk specifically about a client who wants to set up a plant, they have to
mm-hmm.
first go into a market mapping, a disease profiling, and understanding what kind of a plant they should put up, which will be profitable for them and the region. So the disease profiling is extremely important to understand. For starters, a generic tablet capsule facility is easy to say, to build. It is quite complex, and that's the capability that FabTech has brought on for the last 30 years. The design and build in-house capability that we have and the process air and water that we produce in-house enables us to execute this project seamlessly. Now, when a client sets up a primary facility for a generic medicine, their next step is usually to go on for more potent drugs, a diversified portfolio for the medicines that they're already producing, which makes us a preferred partner also because it's a tried and tested capability from the first project that the client does with us. So when they expand, we're positioned the right way to work with them for the new projects also. The complexities are definitely there, and each client now in all the pharmaceutical emerging markets focuses on compliance. Be it US FDA, be it EU GMP, be it Saudi FDA, or PPB and the African regulatory bodies, be it UK MHRA, each one of these regulatory approvals are very important independently for the client to produce effective and compliant facilities and medicines. We have been executing these projects in all of the pharma-emerging regions with regulation in mind.
Great, sir. One final question from my side, sir. How do you see the working capital requirements going ahead? Do you expect certain improvements on, especially on the receivable side? Or do you think we are already operating at optimum levels that we can? Will this working capital day number an indicator of what the future holds for us?
So basically, yes, on the working capital number, we are definitely working on to further reduce our receivable cycles, working on more efficiently and improving our collection procedures with terms of timely completions of project. So, yes, there is a margin of improvement which we are working on, and there will be some improvements here and that.
So will we see a dramatic change, or these will be incremental improvements over a period of time?
So the market average range is in this period, between 120 to 147, 150 days.
Right.
So we have not a drastic, but there is a room for improvement, which we're working on.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for answering the question, sir, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manav Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Manav, please proceed with your question. Manav Jain, please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Audible? Hello.
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, hi. I had a question that during the last half year the time, STCL, you guys gave a dividend of 2 rupees, I believe. Are you planning to give the same at this time?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Am I audible?
I would like to clarify one thing. I believe you are referring to Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited.
Correct, yeah.
Right? Okay. So in the Fabtech universe, we have these two dedicated segments. One is Fabtech Technologies Limited, who you're currently talking to. That is the international pharma, healthcare, biotech, design and build company focused on the pharma emerging markets international, right? And the second company is Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited. That is the integrated clean room player focused in India for the pharma, data center, semicon industries. So these are two different entities.
I see.
Yeah. What you're referring to is the Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited part.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
In the SME, this is the main board, FTL.
Okay. I see.
Mr. Manav, do you wish to proceed with your question?
Yeah. Actually, so just to clarify, I wanted to know, are you going to release the dividend this time as well?
I would not be able to address that as that question is not related to Fabtech Technologies Limited.
Okay, understood. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sushant Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry to come again, sir, but for request, I have a simple bhasha mein samjha sakte hain ki company kar di kya hai. So, bahut helpful hota. And second question was that, like, even I can see that we have loss, but in Q2 we have profit, and the margin has improved the loss. So, how this term came actually?
Okay. Just simple words mein main aapko pehle batata hoon, karte kya hai. Kisi client ko agar dawaiyan banani hai, medical products banane hai, devices, pharma, healthcare, biotech industry mein, to hum wo plants ko design karte hain and hum wo plants ko build karte hain. End-to-end turnkey project management, design and build. Hamare paas in-house process, air and water, the critical lifelines of the facility, ये हम इनहाउस मैन्युफैक्चर करते हैं और ये प्लांट्स को प्रोवाइड करते हैं ओके हम इंटरनेशनल मार्केट्स में ऑपरेट करते हैं जो नए मार्केट्स हैं जो लोकल मेडिसिनल इंडिपेंडेंस की तरफ जा रहे हैं कैपेबिलिटी एंड कैपेसिटी बढ़ा रहे हैं उन मार्केट्स में हम फोकस करके उनको कैपेबल बनाते हैं नंबर वन
अच्छा
नंबर टू आपका क्वेश्चन था Q1 और Q2 का
सर एक क्वेश्चन है जैसे आपने बोला प्रोसेस एयर एंड वाटर तो मैं ये पीपीटी में भी पढ़ा था लेकिन एग्जैक्टली क्या मतलब हम लोग उनके जो पीने वाला पानी है वो सबका करते हैं कि क्या एक्चुअली मैं आप एयर वाटर
आपको बताता हूँ जब हम व्हेन वी से प्रोसेस ग्रैनुलेशन मशीन कैप्सूल फिलिंग मशीन ये मशीनरी होती है जिनके अंदर प्रोसेसिंग होता है दवाइयों का जिसके थ्रू आपको टैबलेट्स एंड कैप्सूल्स ओरल मेडिसिन बनते हैं ओके वो आया प्रोसेस
अच्छा
ओके एयर एंड वाटर ये यूटिलिटीज का पार्ट है जो कंप्लायंट फैसिलिटीज अगर आपको इफेक्टिव मेडिसिन बनानी है तो आपको एक कंट्रोल्ड एनवायरमेंट की जरूरत है एंड आपको क्लीन वाटर की जरूरत है ड्रिंकिंग वाटर से कोई कनेक्शन नहीं है जो पानी आपके लिक्विड
सिरप्स
में टैबलेट कैप्सूल में जाता है वो एक वाटर प्योरिफिकेशन सिस्टम, डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सिस्टम, वाटर फॉर इंजेक्शन, क्लीनिंग सिस्टम जो होते हैं वो हम इनहाउस बनाते हैं। ये जो तीन एस्पेक्ट है, प्रोसेस, एयर एंड वाटर, ये सबसे क्रिटिकल एस्पेक्ट है इन कोई भी फार्मास्यूटिकल फैसिलिटी में, ये हम इनहाउस करते हैं।
अच्छा, got it.
ये आपका जो सेकंड क्वेश्चन था Q1 और Q2 में जो प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी
मार्जिन जितना ज्यादा क्यों है।
ओके, हम अपने इन्वेस्टर्स को एंड पार्टनर्स को कहते आ रहे हैं कि वी आर नॉट अ क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर बिजनेस, वी आर बेस्ड ऑन ईयरली गाइडेंस। जो मार्केट्स में हम ऑपरेट करते हैं, जो क्लाइंट्स के साथ हम डील करते हैं, बहुत सारे फैक्टर्स के वजह से वो पूरा प्रोजेक्ट ड्राइव होता है। पूरे 18 से 24 महीने के रेंज में जो प्रोजेक्ट बिल्ड होता है उसमें क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर न्यू प्रोजेक्ट भी आते हैं, एग्जिस्टिंग प्रोजेक्ट भी मूव करते हैं। दैट इज वाई आपको Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 कंटिन्यूस आपको चेंजेस दिखेंगे, बट हम ईयरली गाइडेंस पे ऑपरेट करते हैं।
ईयरली सर ऑन एन एवरेज हम कितना मेंटेन कर सकते हैं, लाइक Q3 नॉर्मली कैसा रहता है हमारा, Q4 कैसा रहता है?
सर यूजुअली हम अपने आप को, हमारी इंडस्ट्री को लंपी बिजनेस माना जाता है, क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर एग्जैक्टली नहीं चलता है, सो मैं आपको नहीं बता पाऊंगा Q3 और Q4 कैसा जाएगा, बट ईयरली हम सस्टेन हो जाते हैं एंड ट्रेडिशनली अगर आप देखेंगे तो हम ग्रो हो रहे हैं एंड हमारा मेन ऑब्जेक्टिव एंड गोल है कि सस्टेन करो, ग्रो करो एंड वैल्यू क्रिएट करो।
अच्छा, फिर भी सर मिनिमम कितना ग्रो कर सकते हैं, मतलब टॉप लाइन तो कुछ 15-20%, क्योंकि इस बार का नंबर तो काफी अच्छा था, तो उस हिसाब से कंपनी बहुत चीप लगती है वैल्यूएशन पे, लेकिन जैसे लॉस वाला पार्ट आ जाता है कहीं पे तो फिर वहाँ पे प्रॉब्लम आ जाएगा, तो कुछ गाइडेंस अगर थोड़ा भी दे सके ना नंबर में कि 15% से 20% तो टॉप लाइन को ग्रो कर सकते हैं कि उससे ज्यादा से कर सकते हैं तो काफी हेल्प हो जाएगा।
सर अगर आप देखेंगे हमारा मेन गोल है कि हम प्रीवियस H1 से बेटर परफॉर्म करे, प्रीवियस क्वार्टर से बेटर परफॉर्म करे सस्टेनेबली। हमारा मार्केट्स अगर आप देखेंगे फार्मास्यूटिकल इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स है एंड हमारा एक्सपोजर ज्यादा वॉलेटाइल मार्केट्स में नहीं है, सो एक मार्केट ग्रो होगा, दूसरा मार्केट ग्रो होगा, एक मार्केट स्लो होगा तो तीसरा मार्केट ग्रो होगा एंड कंटिन्यूअली हम सस्टेन करते रहेंगे। सो एग्जैक्ट फिगर देना वुड बी सस्टेनेबल, बट ओवर अचीव करना इज द गोल, लेकिन ओवर कमिट करना हम नहीं कर सकते।
अच्छा ठीक है सर, अगर रिमेनिंग 960 करोड़ के आसपास का ऑर्डर है तो नॉर्मली कुछ उसका एबिटा मार्जिन आपको दे नहीं सकते हो कि कितने का ऑन एन एवरेज एबिटा मार्जिन मेंटेन कर सकते हैं?
सुशांत जी, यहाँ पर जितने भी ओपन ऑर्डर्स हैं पहला स्टेप होता है हमारा डिजाइन का, और डिजाइन के टाइम पे हमारे हमारे जो प्रोजेक्ट है ना उसका वैल्यूएशन डिसाइड होता है। तो आपका एक अजम्पशन लेना ओपन ऑर्डर्स में कभी कभी गलत हो सकता है, इसलिए हम रुकते हैं जब तक हमारे डिजाइन कंप्लीट नहीं होते हैं प्लांट के।
अच्छा ठीक है, थैंक यू।
अ रिमाइंडर टू ऑल द पार्टिसिपेंट्स, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Archit Agarwal from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
So your voice is not audible to us.
Hello. Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So I just want to make clarification on the other book. As you mentioned, number of 4 crores. Is it in September or July?
I cannot clearly hear. Can you please repeat?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yes. I just want clarification on the other book. As you mentioned, current other book is of approximately 904 crores. So is it as on July or September?
This is as on July 2025.
So as on September Could you please clarify the current order book as in September 25?
So हमारा जो order book का जो growth percentage है आज की date में कुछ 7-9% के आसपास है इस time पर जो 90,441 का figure है 7-9% का एक incremental growth दिख रहा है.
So we should consider as 9% additional from this figure, right? And what is the execution timeline for this service?
So execution plan, हम जो सारे projects हैं, उनका 18 to 24 months का total period होता है, right from concept, design, complete supply chain, and then execution.
18 to 24 months. Okay, and so from this order, what percentage of amount will be realized this year? I mean, from this 904 crores, what amount will be realized in this year?
जैसा अभी अमन ने रेफर किया था कि हम लोग लास्ट H1 टू दिस H1 एंड लास्ट ईयर टू दिस ईयर वी ऑलवेज लुक फॉर ए सस्टेन्ड ग्रोथ फ्रॉम 20-25%.
सो यू हैव मेड 190 ईयर इन H1. यू आर सेइंग 25% ऑन ईयर ऑन ईयर बेसिस, राइट?
We generally go year on year.
And I want the revenue bifurcation. Could you please give us the revenue bifurcation, manufacturing, UPC segment?
Sorry, your voice is not clear.
Hello.
You said,
am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want the revenue bifurcation for this quarter. On different segments, manufacturing, UPC.
Depend on our order, open order position, understanding their design completion stage, then only we can comment. As on date, if you are asking, that would be very difficult to answer.
Okay, you don't have the revenue bifurcation for this current quarter, right?
We operate in the design and build sector, so the revenue bifurcation is between infrastructure, machineries, and utilities. But when we do a turnkey project, it's an entire project end to end, so that includes the entire segment.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Can you just tell me the approximate, like how much is from the in-house manufacturing?
About 30% is in-house manufactured of the products that we supply to a turnkey plant. So process, air and water. But these are the lifelines of the facility. And the rest is integrated in the entire project.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heer Harya from Shatruna Jaya Investment Managers LLP. Please go ahead. Heer Harya, please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. First of all, thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on the listing. So my question was that...
I'm sorry to interrupt in between. Your voice is not audible. It is breaking in between.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. So my question is that since the company is already into the design and building of the process, air and water, in the pharma industry in the international market. So so the process for building a data center and semiconductor plants as well include the same process, I guess, right? You need clean air and water facilities. So are we planning into going into these segments in future for the international market?
Currently, our appetite is focused on pharmaceutical, healthcare, and biotech markets because the opportunity is huge here. Not focused on the non-pharma segment because the criticality in pharma is what we're focused on.
Okay. Okay. And my second question was that since the processes are all tender based in the international market as well, right? For the bidding process, for the process. So I wanted to understand like what differentiates us from the other competitors and how do we compete with the other players and who are the other competitors in the market that bid for the same projects as well?
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to say not all the business for pharmaceutical plants is tender based. There's a very fair segregation between private markets and tender markets. The private industry is bigger, if not the same, in the pharmaceutical emerging markets for building local capacity.
Oh.
What differentiates us? Number one, the in-house manufacturing of process air and water, the criticalities is what makes us positioned better than competitors from the West, which is European mostly. Number two, experience that FabTech already has in over 62 countries up till now in the design and build space. Having a single window turnkey model ensures speed and compliance for all of our clients, and the references speak for themselves. I hope this addresses your question.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of August Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for giving me the follow-up opportunity. So just a simple question. In terms of the capital that you have as of now, the labor you have and the capacities that you have, what is the peak and maximum possible execution that you can do in a particular year, assuming that there is like no dearth of orders?
So in the current capacity that we have been undertaking projects, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tentative idea of the current pipeline that is converting into executable orders, and we're quite healthy in that direction.
Let me put it another way, sir. How often have you in the past done a significant capital expansion? On the manufacturing side or on the recruitment side, and how often would you require to raise capital in the future if you were to grow at like a significantly higher number? Again, so the assumption here is there is no dearth of orders.
So we have the capability of executing more and more orders as we go forward. We have not done a CapEx expansion, but the team that we currently have is focused on increasing efficiencies internally. The current production capacity that we have for the in-house manufacturing plants is supporting this expansion plan.
So, for example, if you were to double your revenues from here in X number of years, again, sir, I'm not talking about like the forward-looking statements here, but let's say 600, 700 crores turnover. Will your existing manufacturing capacity be enough to cater to that, or would you require some expansion there?
Actually, as we said, that we are not capital-intensive group. Our revenue base is on, you know, project. So, for example, today for this revenue, we are buying X equipment. So, in case if you want to double, so you can say, okay, X plus Y, we are going. And the same team can multiply because these are all, you know, buying and supplying and doing the engineering. the same team can do the double revenue as well.
And we are not a capex intensive business, we're a project based business. So we are
I guess the only constraint then would be working capital, right?
Exactly.
Understood. So on the P&L side and on the gross block side, those constraints are easily manageable. That was what I wanted to understand.
100%. 100% right.
Understood, sir. So thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arjun Karnat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to ask the question. So just in brief, want to understand, this is in essence, effectively, as you know, pretty much like very similar to a PEB kind of a sector, but with a far expertise. Would I be right in saying something on those lines?
It is more critical infrastructure. Complexities are different because we're dealing with international regulation, and the engineering part, the process engineering part, is very different from PEB. Timelines are also different.
Understood. So just a small follow-up to that. So essentially, it's very niche because of the pharmaceutical base. And what you're saying is that our company doesn't basically, you know, do work for any other spaces at all, right? It's solely restricted to pharma-based clients. Would that be correct?
We're focused in pharma, healthcare, and biotech, not restricted.
Understood. So other avenues like maybe CROs or all those fields are also open as well.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akut Babat, an active investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Akut,
yeah,
yes, so please proceed.
Yeah, so first question is like, I just want to understand like why the June quarter is very bad and why September quarter is very good. Like, is it a cyclical business or what is the reason behind it?
Like I said before, we are a yearly guidance business. We're not a quarter to quarter business. So each quarter poses a different result.
Okay, and also the margins have jumped from 8% to 25%. Like, is it sustainable or is it a one-time benefit?
Our focus is to ensure sustenance.
I mean, can we expect the same kind of margin for entire FY26?
Better than last year, for sure. Our main focus has been to outperform each quarter and each year. But the main goal in management is sustenance and growth.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheila Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of question on the margin variability. So as you clarified that it's a yearly, consider yearly, not quarterly. And I am seeing that mostly it's varying between 12% to 15-16%. So what I think for it will be useful for investors, if you can, give a sustainable yearly margin kind of range for the company, right, at which we should consider. Because for investors, we also need to do some kind of financial modeling, right? So we need to, and there's not a lot of history with the company. So that's what I think everybody is asking for. So can you provide a range, annual range guidance for the margins?
So basically, as you rightly mentioned, there has been a growth in the range of, 12% approx. And we are trying to improve that margin, as we said, year on year. So it could be, yes, in the similar range with certain sustainable growth over the last year margins.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned that the TAM is very large, right, and it's growing and all. So what is stopping the company from growing faster? You mentioned 20% kind of annual growth rate. So why, like, what are the factors which is kind of, you know, constraining you to grow faster? Because you are a small company, right? So growth is important for a small company. Sustainability is also important, I understand. So what is the factor which can enable you to grow faster?
So the industry that we're part of, clients are first focusing on the market mapping, identifying the disease profile, the volume of products that they must produce. That is the cycle that they go through, which our business is also dependent on. As the markets are growing towards medicinal independence, they also want to ensure that they don't form a saturated product profile. So we support them on this entire process, and that helps our order book also as we grow.
All right. So do you have any kind of a vision, like 3-5 years down the line, that you want to kind of, this is where the company should be? Because not much information, honestly, we are able to get for us to kind of analyze. So can you at least give some kind of a long-term vision? Not a very, you know, concrete number, but at least where the company should be maybe 3-4 years down the line.
So our team is putting a lot of efforts, and these initiatives will be published in all leading newspapers time to time to inform all our investors.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pramod Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Congratulations, team, for your results. And my question is, in the presentation, I have seen that you have secured 20 projects worth of 137 crore. Could you share an update on their current progress?
Thank you very much, Alok. Right now, all the projects are having completion, maybe 30% or 50%. Or some projects are running at 80% of the completion. On an average, you can take 65% of these 12 orders. 65% is the project completion.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Vaidi for closing comments.
I would like to thank the management for providing valuable insights and guidance, and thank you to all the participants for joining the Q1, Q2, and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Castech Technologies Limited. We truly appreciate your time and continued interest in the company. For any further queries or clarifications, please feel free to reach out to us at info@acmilladvisors.com. On behalf of Castech Technologies Limited and Acmil Strategic Advisors, we wish you all a pleasant evening. Thank you once again. Stay safe and take care.
Thank you. On behalf of Acmil Strategic Advisors and Fabtech Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.